Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're in overdrive. We're going to retransmit that interview with the current Chief Deputy DA and incoming DA of San Mateo County, where the San Francisco Airport's based. He's already got deputies in there, and if they see the groping and fondling, he's giving them warning. There's going to be felony charges. Of course, now they'll just quit doing it for a little while until the deputies leave. But this is big breaking news. DA now sending deputies to San Francisco Airport to investigate felony groping. Infowars.com. It's also going up at PrisonPlanet.com. Please help us get this breaking news. As other DAs get involved, as other airports say we're kicking the feds out, they have no jurisdiction. You can imagine, though, that the white shoe boys are loading the bombs on planes right now. But when they blow up stuff, we'll just expose them for it. Because if they can make us submit, sticking their hands down our pants, they can go with anything. Now, going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, you got the floor in the last 4 minutes that we've got left in this segment, and I appreciate you coming on with us. Give us the website for the Trends Journal and more. But finish up with that key point you tried to make. You were saying, folks, if you're angry about what's happening with the white shoe boys stealing hundreds of billions, get ready for this.
Current events form future trends. Look at the current event today that's pushing up the stock market. The great news, that General Motors is selling stock. Our money, taxpayer money. But you out there, little people, you can't buy that stock. You gotta be one of the big white shoe boys to get in. The little people are frozen out. I'm tired of people talking about Obama being a socialist, a communist. The merger of state and corporate powers is fascism. And fascism has come to America. It's not only in the airports. It's in White House. It's in Wall Street.
Well, look at how Goldman Sachs gave him all the money. But hold on. What about 111 waivers for McDonald's and people to not have to get their employees' insurance, but everybody else does? That's total discrimination. Everybody else will go out of business but these people. They've got the inside track. They own the casino.
You got it. Here's our slogan, Alex, for 2011. Break the chains. Don't buy anything at the chains that you don't have to. Break the chains and buy local and bank local. Take your money out of the big banks and put it in the little banks. If 20% of the people do that, they'll break the entire system. They'll break Walmart. They'll break Target. They'll break them all down, and we can rebuild Main Street.
Because they're on the margins.
When these companies, Alex, they lose 5, 10, 15% of their business, they start collapsing. They have to keep growing. They're like a tapeworm. Stop feeding the tapeworm. Everybody out there that eats their garbage and puts their money in their mouth, which is their bank, you're responsible for the slavery of being chained to the chains.
Well said. Do you see the awakening accelerating?
It's happening now with this TSA. And the reason, as I said, it's happening because it's affecting people personally. When they get it in their heads that they're being affected personally by the garbage that they're feeding us, like this place, this Auschwitz Farms out there in Iowa that was sending out to pull back a half a billion eggs, let them understand that they're killing us. Just like they're filling us up, they're also poisoning us. So you have to break the chains to really become free. If enough people, in beginning now, break the chains, buy local and bank local, we can have a new system.
Well said, Gerald Celente. Give us the website.
TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com. And Alex, as you know, we make the Trends Journal available to everyone. There's a discount request form. We understand people are going through difficult times, but the purpose of the Trends Journal is to inform and to give
absolutely
people the power.
Gerald, you're awesome. Talk to you again soon. We're out of time. Key info with the DA. This is the biggest breaking story in the TSA saga. Stay with us and get the article out to everybody. Investigate felony groping. Stay with us.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. The revolt against the TSA radiation scanners, the pat-downs, the hands in the pants, actually touching the genitals, that's now confirmed all over national news. We had listeners talking about it, you know, last week, and people couldn't believe it. Now they're going inside the pants. It's always more, more, more. The revolt is going into full swing. Ron Paul is introducing federal legislation in Congress next Monday. He made the announcement today. He's coming on the show as well next week to talk about it. That he's going to try to get rid of the, quote, federal exemption and make this illegal so that they're not above the law. We have WDBO television says Sanford Airport to opt out of TSA screening. This is no law. This is all civil. And basically what the TSA is saying is, hey, it's like Las Vegas. If you go and hire a prostitute to touch your private parts, it's legal in Nevada. And they're saying when you buy a ticket, you're consenting to come in here and basically have the TSA prostitutes put their hands on you because they're saying it's a service. This is an act of dehumanization. The next 15 minutes or so, Steve Wagstaff, who is the chief deputy DA, he's now the DA-elect going into office early next year. Of course, he's in San Mateo County that borders the San Francisco Bay Area and some of the busiest airports in the country. And he has said, quote, they are not above the law, and that if they grab, you know, inside the pants or touch the genitals, it's a felony on the outside, that it is a misdemeanor. And he says if the complaints come in, that he is going to look at them, and if they have merits, he is going to prosecute. And so we have DA-elect Steve Wagstaff on with us from San Mateo County, there in the Bay Area of California. Sir, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Break it down. I mean, what's your concern here? Your statements made national attention. Other DAs are starting to chime in. State police are saying they believe what's happening is illegal. How do we ever get here?
Well, the big difficulty is that, you know, if you give a certain amount of authority to an organization to try and keep it safe, that's the original intent of the legislation. When it gets taken further than what the intent is and what is necessary, well, then you get exactly what you just talked about. You get people all over the country saying, wait a second, that's gone way beyond the line. That's way too far, and we're not going to take that. And that's sort of what we're encountering these days, I think. And here in our county, in San Mateo County, which is where the San Francisco airport is located, it's not in San Francisco. It's located in our county, and any actions out there or crimes that occur out there, they come through our office. We've made it very clear that if anybody does these type of actions and touching, where they're doing it with what we call a lewd or sexual intent, we will prosecute them the same as we would any other citizen or any other, as I've said, if a police officer in our county or any other county does something like that where they've gone beyond what's necessary for the job, well, that can be a crime, and we're not going to simply say you get special treatment because of a position you're in.
We've also now seen reports confirmed of TSA agents planting fake cocaine and then demanding reportedly sexual favors. We've had TSA people go crazy in Los Angeles and start announcing that they're God and then having to be restrained. I mean, a lot of these people are just wanting a job and do think they're protecting people, but quite a few of them are really control freak folks who would be getting $10 an hour at 7-Eleven, and now they're getting to abuse people. And I personally was out in California, sir, just 3 weeks ago at the San Jose airport, and all I watched for 20 minutes was women and children sent through the scanners, no men, and I did watch babies with men and women putting their hands between their legs, and I watched men doing it to women. I mean, this is unprecedented.
That is unprecedented, and that's stunning. Standard rule for police officers throughout the nation is you don't do cross-gender type of touching in that area. You stay certainly within the gender at a minimum when it's called for, when it's necessary. You're right. When you decide to take it a different direction and say, we don't care about cross-gender, we'll have men touching women in private parts, well, I think most people do feel, you know what, that's gone way beyond the authority that's needed. We can still keep our airport safe without needing to go to that direction.
Well, I live in Texas, but I've also seen the federal code. I've looked up the California laws, and it's pretty much the same all across the country. Unless it's an emergency situation, a police officer can't touch your crotch, even through the clothes. And if they have to, because it's an arrest situation, they call the same gender because, you know, statistically and psychologically, on average, that's less traumatic. But now we have confirmed reports in front of witnesses in Amarillo, Texas, of pulling the woman's blouse down with her breast exposed, running their hands through her hair, men coming over and saying, TSA, hey, honey, after she went through the gate, you know, I can't wait to go look at the video of that. I mean, this is something that's gotten way out of control. And the fact that TSA has tried to brazenly just say, let them eat cake and ignore the public sentiment, I don't think I've ever seen such a grassroots revolt, but also a revolt by members of Congress. I mean, people are angry.
You know what? If what you just described for me, of, you know, pulling a woman's blouse down, touching her breast in that fashion, hands through the hair, that case came into our office, that person would be in our courts and being called a defendant. That you can't do that. That's clearly being done for a lewd and lascivious purpose. That's unacceptable in every state and in our federal government throughout this country. It's not acceptable. It's the whole concept of what you mentioned a moment ago, is that we very carefully train our police officers, anybody in that category. And what we do is we know that on occasion there are exceptions. We've a number of years ago prosecuted a police officer because he stopped a car with two young women in it, and he then put, saying he was just doing a pat-down, he fondled their breasts. We prosecuted it, convicted him for it, punished punished him, and he lost his job as an officer. There is nothing anywhere that says TSA is has a different standard. They have the same standard that we impose on our officers, on our dentists, our doctors, everybody who has reason to touch somebody in any profession. If they go beyond what is a reasonable, acceptable line, well, that can be, at a minimum, a civil issue and potentially a criminal issue that we deal with.
Well, the San Francisco airport, I know it's one of the busiest airports in the nation, and I've seen polls in Reuters of up to 96%. Are against this. And so I would imagine that you probably are going to get some complaints.
I think we may see some complaints. On the other side of it, what we're hoping does not occur is that people become so angry that they engage in conduct, in other words, they get angry and they punch one of the TSA people. That could then get referred to us to decide, hey, if they've committed a battery against a TSA person, as to that. We don't want that to happen. We want people to deal with this in a civil and appropriate manner. But we understand the anger completely. It is something that is fairly stunning what's going on these days.
Well, there was just a case of an individual in Indiana who is a handicapped. He has a colostomy bag, and the report is that he was being made fun of in the scanners, and he got mad and punched the guy in the chest, and he's been arrested. But, I mean, that's kind of like coming in and finding your wife with another man. I'm not saying people should do it with any forethought, but isn't it going to be a crime of passion if someone grabs a man's genitals or someone grabs a man's wife's genitals and the man gets mad? I mean,
yes, Alice, that's a case that we know as a prosecutor's office. We never would condone it. We don't want people doing it, but we know that no jury in our county is going to convict somebody for that for the very reasons you just mentioned. They're going to understand what's going on, but we don't want people doing it because we don't want them to have to go through that double hassle. It's tough enough dealing with getting through security. We don't want them to have to suddenly find themselves handcuffed on the ground, being taken before, into court for us to have to judge whether we can do it. But your assessment of it is accurate.
Well, I mean, you're a lawyer. You're the DA there in your county. I mean, you're the guy to ask this question. Ron Paul is saying, the congressman is saying, that the TSA is claiming that they have immunity and that he wants to pass a law saying they don't. But with my lay understanding of federal, state, and common law, you only have immunity when you're executing the office properly. But when these federal security guards who aren't even trained in law enforcement or law, like not one-tenth the training that a greenhorn rookie cop has, when they start operating outside of common law, state law, federal law, they don't have the immunity.
Yes, 100% correct. We have conveyed the message to the TSA here at San Francisco Airport that, hey, we know you have to do your job, and we want you to do your job and do it the right way to keep us safe. But on the other side of it, if any of your TSA employees take it beyond what is necessary, takes it to where they are fondling a woman's breast, touching a man's buttocks with no purpose, no reason, valid reason, they're just going beyond the duty, there's no protection. They're going to be in state court here, and there's no claim of immunity that'll protect them against that.
Just as a private citizen, what's your view on this?
As with everything, anytime we give, as a government, we give power to an agency. Hey, I've given power. The people of San Mateo County have given me the power to prosecute people. It's an enormous responsibility and power. One has to exercise it properly, reasonably, and with an understanding of the role, not with arrogance, not with a power hungry, I'm now suddenly the boss. When one does that, one exceeds their authority, and you have to change it. And that's what I think is everybody's concern here is, again, very well-meaning people, certainly of the 67,000 TSA employees at the various airports, probably the vast bulk want to do it the right way, but they've conveyed. But there's been created this image that, no, we have a power above everybody else. We get to do whatever we want. And that's just wrong. They are simply public servants, and they have to serve the public just as I do as prosecutor for this county. And that's what bothers me is that I'm seeing certain exhibits of arrogance. And instead of dealing with it, their leaders, instead of saying, we're not going to have this, we're going to correct this, we're going to do better training, we're going to try and get it to where we get better people doing it, instead we get this other sort of view that, no, wait, we've got the power, we've got the immunity, we'll do whatever we want. That's not a good situation. And I think that's why we're seeing exactly the reaction nationwide that we have.
Well, absolutely. And at the same time, the TSA now has Viper teams they want to put on the streets of the country, and they're already beta testing them, and they're saying they've bought mobile trucks, And, I mean, I won't fly with my family because of this. Next, I'm going to have to face it on the street. Isn't that a jurisdictional issue with the counties and cities and states to now have people that aren't even sworn officers of the federal government, but just a federal security goon force just running around? I mean, this sounds like a federalism issue.
That if that sort of a thing was occurring in our county, I would sure be very quickly on the phone to the head of TSA and Homeland Security to say, hey, just what is the authority for this? Just how do you think you can do that here in our county? Because we've got a responsibility to our citizens. And if that were to come into existence, what you describe, obviously that would be a major cause of concern as to what that's all about.
Well, sir, I just have a few final comments. We appreciate Steve Wagstaff, the San Mateo County incoming DA. He's already been the chief deputy DA there for years, and again, elected by the folks there in the county. And we appreciate your courage in doing this. I know you will say you're just doing your job, and you are, but it takes, as George Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, you know, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You say you've told the TSA this. Have you told them publicly or in a letter? We know you've told them publicly.
We went through our sheriff's office, who they work with at the sheriff's office. I had a long discussion with them yesterday, and the sheriff's office then met with the TSA people and said, listen, here's what the rules are for San Mateo County.
What did the TSA say? Did they show the same we're God arrogance?
No. What I understand is that they said, no, we understand. We know the rules, and we're going to try and work within them is what we were told. We will, you know, words are cheap. We'll see what the actions are.
Sir, specifically quantifying it with California law, I know it's similar to the rest of the nation. You said sticking the hands in the pants, because now they're going deep into the pants. This is confirmed, and actually, the Democrats are calling it love pats, which I think is political suicide. But I've interviewed people on air. It's been confirmed by journalists that it's happened to. They go in the pants and go in the crack of the buttocks. Then they go in the front and actually pat twice with pressure to make sure, because I guess they're trained to know what a woman feels like or what a man. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this
is. Yeah, it is. That's that type of a thing. I sure hope that those are aberrational and not the story, because those are the type of things that can lead to problems for their agents.
So specifically, what's a felony? What's a misdemeanor?
Felony is any time that you have skin-to-skin touching of the privates of another person. Doesn't matter whether it's cross-gender or regular gender, and it's being done for with what we call a lewd intent under California law. It's being done with for a sexual purpose. If that occurs, if it's through the clothing, it's a misdemeanor. If it's skin-to-skin, it's a felony. It's called sexual battery in the state of California. And if that occurs, that's a crime, and we prosecute them.
All right, final question, sir. Obviously, you're the first DA to come out yesterday and put this on the record and have the sheriff's department go inform them of the law and that they're not above the law, as you said in that TV newscast. I'm seeing a few other DAs now say they're looking at it, but clearly you've looked at the law. What do you want to say to other prosecutors, other lawmen and women, other people that are charged in the courts with upholding justice? I mean, for me, there's no question here you're doing the right thing. Shouldn't we see an army of district attorneys and county attorneys, you know, come out and say we're going to enforce the law?
I think you will. Santa Clara County, which is San Jose, California, the one right below us, they have come out. They came out yesterday and said, yes, we agree completely with San Mateo County. And my belief is I don't think this is a complicated process. I think every prosecutor, after they look at it, will agree this is what the law is. And certainly in California, I'm sure all 58 district attorneys will have the same view. There isn't a logical basis for any other view on it.
Okay, this is my last point because it's so important now that you brought that up. I was in San Jose. I witnessed things that if I went up in a park and did it, I'd probably serve 5 years in prison and be a sexual predator. I was there watching them go between the legs, you know, go down behind the pants. I was witnessing it. And I know that police don't have to have a complaint that crack cocaine's being sold down the street. If a cop drives by and sees it, he has to respond. Can't you just send your detectives from the county into the airport, and if they see a crime being committed, you give them the guidelines off the law, and then go ahead and slap the handcuffs on them?
That can be done, exactly. That can be any one of our law enforcement agencies do have that power to do so, exactly as you say, Alex.
Well, we know that's going on, so are you going to not just warn them? I mean, I know you've given them fair warning. Are you going to...
We've told the sheriff's office, who goes through our airport, along with San Francisco PD, exactly where we are, what the rules are, and what their authority is. Absolutely.
Oh, so you are now investigating in the airport?
Well, I'd say we've given the guidelines and the admonition to the sheriff's office, who's given it to TSA, and the sheriff's office for San Mateo County is the ones vested with the, as you say, the police authority. If they they bring us a case, I've told them, you bring us the case, because here in the DA's office, we don't have the investigators bureau to do that. Mm-hmm. But our sheriff's office, I said, you bring us the case, here are the guidelines. If they do it, we'll prosecute it.
Well, it was Benjamin Franklin that said, those that will give up liberty for security will get neither, and we're going to get tyranny. And thank God there's people like there out you, the first to stand up and say the emperor has no clothes. I see this ending with this federal takeover failing.
It might, and that's what we're all going to watch. I do have to run. Hey, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck.
All right, God bless you, sir. Thanks for spending time with us. All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. So that's breaking news. And I know Watson's getting married tomorrow, but he is the hardest worker I think we've got when it comes to the writers, and they're all great. Get me Watson online right now, because you just heard the district attorney of San Mateo County, where the San Francisco International Airport is located. I just flew into that 3 weeks ago and flew out of San Jose, just south of it. You just heard him say they've got their investigators going through the airport, and yes, that's a big news development. He's not just warning them now that if he gets complaints, he's going to investigate him and may indict, may go to the grand jury for an indictment. Now he's saying that, yes, they are basically going to investigate in the airports the commission of these crimes. And now the county just south of them where San Jose is located, and that big airport, they have now put them on notice. So it's spreading. It's happening. You heard it here first. Watson.
Yeah.
I know you've got to go to dinner with your folks and your betrothed. You feel like hammering out a top story that is super newsworthy and another major salvo on the enemy, or do I need to call Nemo in here?
I could do it when I get back later, Alex, but I'm about to go now.
Did you just hear the latest?
Yeah.
This is huge. All right. Well, you don't worry about it. You enjoy your dinner with your folks and your wife-to-be tomorrow. Congratulations, Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
When are the little Watsons coming along?
Well, I think we've got to kick out this TSA groping before I have any children, because they're certainly not going to do that to them.
Yeah, but you can't. People always say the world's so bad I may not have children. Well, look what all of our ancestors went through. I mean, you know, resistance is victory. You remember what, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, when that human population eugenics lady was on the show, you know, with Prince Philip, I mean, he supports her, and she was saying how horrible it is to have more than one child. And I said, that's it. Of course, within 2 months, we conceived another. So, resistance is victory, Watson. Resistance is victory. We need patriots to have children so that we've got the resistance force out there to fight the globalists.
Well, resistance is certainly going to be victory with this TSA story, because it's only getting bigger and bigger. And now they're talking about it becoming the foundation for a new rebellion in the form of how the town hall fury that we saw last year became the foundation for the Tea Party.
And I hate to toot my horn, Watson, but 3 weeks ago I said that, and the COINTELPRO was like, I'm sick of him covering this. I'm just not going to fly. All he talks about is that. He never talks about the banking. And then, of course, they always complain. All he talks about is the economy and banking. We know what's important. We know what we're doing here. Okay? This TSA takeover is key to the globalist. It's key. It's key. We got to take that key and break it and go, you think you're going to train us to be slaves? All right, I'm going to call Nimmo in here. Get me Nimmo in here during the next break. I want to get Nimmo, good old Kurt Nimmo, to write this story. We got to get it out now. This is muy, muy important. All right, good job, Watson. Go have fun. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think I'm broke? There's a new way. I'll be the first in line. But it better work this time. Peace. Peace sells. But who's buying? Think about it. They're going to give us peace and security by taking all of our liberties. We're not going to get peace. The great danger is any government that can give you anything you want can take it away and does take it away. It's still we the people, right? Crank it up. that's enough. Good old Dave Mustaine. He's a big fan of the show. Good guy. Named his new album Endgame. And I called him up to get him on. He said, oh, I'd love to come on. Yeah, the album's named after your film. Just amazing the influence we're having out there with so many other influential people. Very, very, very exciting that all of this is happening. Huge breaking news that you just heard. Huge. In fact, guys, get the Ron Paul video queued up. You got that ready? Should have told you during the break. Get that queued up. I want to play that and then hit the TSA news briefly, and then I want to get into the bad news. But we're just going to rebel against this. They can pass laws that are illegal and unlawful, and we don't have to follow them. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's like they had laws saying blacks weren't human. There are a lot of black folks who said, you know what, I'm not going along with that. I'm a human being. And they passed laws then saying, okay, you're two-thirds human. And then I said, you know what, I'm full human. And they passed laws saying, blacks, you can't own guns. You can't own property. And a lot of black folks went along with it, just like a lot of people today, black, white, doesn't matter, Hispanic, go along with this tyranny. But the minority of us stand up and say, you know what? You're not sticking your hands down my pants. It has nothing to do with terrorism. I've done the research. Your bosses are staging the terrorism to take over our society, just like Hitler blew up his own Reichstag. I'm not stupid. And then the majority, the sheeple, start to see it, and they go, yeah, I don't like it either. And then there's a huge revolt. Now, something else is happening here. Most of the polls I've seen are 75, 80, 90, 96% against this. But then CBS has a poll, and 83% are for it. I don't believe those polls. Because on the street, all over, liberal, conservative, libertarian, I mean, 99% of the news coverage I've seen, even on CNN and Fox, is against this. Sean Hannity, who I've actually heard say that all children need microchips implanted in them, 2 days ago, right after we had O-Doctor, the talk show host, on, who had him stick their hand down his pants and actually pat his genitals, Hannity had him on and was defending it, but then saying, well, I guess it is a little wrong. Well, then by last night, he was totally against it. So we're going to take all these bootlickers kicking and screaming. Listen, how about you have an airline with no security on it, but the pilots armed? And everybody's allowed to be armed. You know, this is private business. And let's just have it where everybody can fly with their firearms. You can have a rule that they're checked by the security there, that they're unloaded. That's how it was in the old days. Just 20 years ago, you could walk right on with your firearm because you were, you know, going on a business trip or you were going to go hunting. You know, you normally checked it, but now it's, you know, the answer is a bunch of people with guns on the plane. And you say, well, what if it depressurizes? I just said they got to be unloaded. Or you have to have sheer safety slugs that the air marshals use. Yeah, that could be the answer. If you want to fly with your gun, just make sure it's unloaded. But if you want it to be loaded, in case there's a terrorist or something, share safety slugs. Believe me, that airline would have so much business. Now, the globalists would try to put terrorists on board it. You know that would happen. Or they'd try to put a belly bomb in or something, you know, in the packaging. But you know what? Blow up 1, 2, 10 planes. I'm just going to, I'm going to keep flying on that because there's enough people that know what's going on here. I'm challenging your fraud. I'm challenging your fear. You don't think every time I get on an airplane, I know the globalists couldn't bring it down? It's one of their favorite ways to kill patriots. You don't think I'm not aware they could cut the brakes on my car or send in a homeless person they paid off, one of their favorite ways to kill people, to blow my head off? So what? I don't care. I'm calling your bluff. I'm all in. I don't care. I'm all the way. I don't want to die, but you know what? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Get some. I'm not saying come and take it, but you attack me. That's just the way it is. You'll throw 100 logs on the fire of liberty. You'll water that tree of liberty so much with my blood you can't even imagine. This is survival of our species. This is saying no to tyranny. And at a certain point, you stop worrying. And it's that spirit of not being cowed, not being dominated, that's going to bring down the globalist. I got some really bad news for you on two fronts with legislation that's both of them off the charts, but that's coming up after the good news on the TSA. That multiple airports, just a few hours ago it was one airport. I did a search and found that there are other airports. In fact, that's another article we ought to get Steve Watson. I guess he's there for the wedding. Or Aaron Dykes. I guess Aaron was up here late, so he's still asleep. That's why we need more funds, more listener support, so I can hire more good writers, just because we don't have the staff here. And it's hard to find folks who understand all this. But that's newsworthy that other airports now joining TSA boycott. I mean, this is off the charts because everybody, 90%+ are sick of it. It's what I see on the street. It's what I hear from all the spectrum of alternative and even mainstream news. When the mainstream news is against something, you know the general public's against it because they're always trying to force feed us unpopular things. They're capitulating. And TSA admits they're upset, they're angry. Hey, don't you know that I'm concerned about being persecuted or recrimination next time I fly? I don't care. Good, recriminate. Good, take me in the back room and beat my brains out. You're the thug. You're the scum. You're the one that's going to be brought down by what you're doing. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of the New World Order strapping me down and pulling my teeth out with pliers. Because we're going to show everybody just exactly who you are. What I'm committed to, like a torpedo, is blowing a giant hole in your lies in the info war and watching you go into the bottom. Peaceful resistance. And what's a torpedo do when it hits its enemy? It goes up in flames as well. See, you don't understand that, globalist. We're committed. There's no defeating us. No amount of fluoride, no amount of GMO to dumb us down. Humans are designed to survive, just like cockroaches. The more you try to poison us, the stronger we're going to get. Oh, you're going to wipe out a lot of weak people, but you're not going to wipe out people like me. You understand that? And those of you that look at my tiredness and you know, the fact that some days I look burnout and unhealthy, that's the sign of the vigor and the overall strength of the resistance that I'm breaking my back and spilling my guts out and my soul out in this fight. That's part of the commitment. You understand that? That is the strength. Don't you get it? Don't you understand it? I hope you get it, because a candle burning at both ends does give off a lovely light. By the way, they could say I was stealing that from Christopher Hitchens, who said it in The Guardian, but he's stealing that from Shakespeare, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, continuing here. With the news and information, I got the bad news coming up, but let me give you the good news. Here's Ron Paul up there telling it like it is, and now more and more media are pointing out this is going to be bigger than the Tea Party. And whose movement launched that? The Liberty Movement. Sure, they tried to co-opt it, but they're failing. By co-opting it, they had to speak our language and legitimize all these issues. It's a Trojan horse. They think they're Trojan horsing us. It's the other way around. And it's the same thing. The globals are going to try to co-opt this Tea Party movement. Oh, they thought they found a bomb on a German plane today. Turned out they didn't. Lots more fear-mongering. And they'll probably blow a plane out of the sky in the next month unless we point that out and stop them from doing it. And more people, I'm seeing it all over mainstream blogs and mainstream comments on mainstream articles about, get ready, the government's going to blow planes up. Get ready. You know, the people connected to these companies, they're getting ready to stage something. Yeah, and we hope they don't kill people, but that's what they do. And Ron Paul points out, you can drown, you can die in car accidents, you can get killed by a honeybee. I remember years ago, the statistics came out of the legislature. There were more football deaths nationwide. It was something like 20-something that year in high school football than there were school shooting deaths. What, are we going to ban football because people die? People die going out their front porch. People get struck by lightning in their yard. People die, okay? Get over it. You're not going to live. Anybody that tells you that they're going to do a bunch of stuff for your safety and take all your rights to keep you safe, they are the ones that are the terrorists terrorizing you to sell you on evil. Now, we got Max Kaiser coming up today. We got Gerald Celente, Power Pack Transmission. But I got all this other news I've got to get to. Let's go ahead and play this five-minute Ron Paul speech. Okay, here it is.
I rise this evening to announce that I introduced some legislation today dealing with the calamity that we have found at our airports with TSA. Something has to be done. Everybody's fed up. The people are fed up. The pods are fed up. I'm fed up. You know, I've come to this floor many times over the past many years and complained about the terrible foreign policy we've had, the terrible monetary policy we had, the excessive spending and the debt, and also the tax policy. But what we're doing and what we're accepting and putting up with at this airport is so symbolic of us just not standing up and saying, enough is enough. I know the American people are starting to wake up, but our government, those in charge, Congress as well as the executive branch, are doing nothing. Yes, they're talking about maybe backing off and allowing the pilots to go through. But can you think how silly the whole thing is? The pilot has a gun in the cockpit, and he's managing this aircraft, which is a missile, and we make him go through this groping X-ray exercise, having people feel in their underwear. It's absurd, and it's time we wake up. The bill I've introduced will take care of this. But we have to realize that the real problem is that the American people have been too submissive. We have been too submissive. It's been going on for a long time, and this was not to be expected even from the beginning of the TSA. And it's deeply flawed. Private property should be protected by private individuals, not bureaucrats. But the bill that I've introduced will take care of it. It's very simple. It's one paragraph long. It removes the immunity from anybody in the federal government that does anything that you or I can't do. If you can't grope another person, and if you can't X-ray people and endanger them with possible X-ray, you can't take nude photographs of individuals, why do we allow the government to do it? We would go to jail if an individual, he'd be immediately arrested if an individual citizen went up and did these things, and yet we just sit there and calmly say, oh, they're making us safe. And besides, the argument from the executive branch is that when you buy a ticket, you have sacrificed your rights, and it's the duty of the government to make us safe. That isn't the case. You never have to sacrifice your rights. The duty of the government is to protect our rights, not to use them and do what they have been doing to us. The pilots, hopefully, you know, will be exempted from this. But another suggestion I have that might help us, let's make sure that every member of Congress goes through this. Get the X-ray, take a look, and make them look at the pictures, and then go through one of those groping pat-downs. And then I think there'd be a difference. Have everybody in the executive branch, anybody a cabinet member, make them go through it and look at it. Maybe they would pay more attention. But this, it doesn't work. This is not what makes us safer. This is preposterous to think that the TSA has made us safer. You know, when you think about it, if you look at what's happened over the past 10 years, during this last decade, we lost 3,000 on a terrible, terrible day for America. But since that time, in this last decade, we have also lost 6,000 of our military personnel going over there and trying to rectify this problem. We have lost 400,000 people on our government-run highways. We have lost 150,000 individuals from homicides. So I think there's reason to be concerned, reason to deal with this problem. We're not dealing with it the right way. We're doing the wrong thing. And groping people at the airport doesn't solve our problems. What has solved our problems basically has been that they put a good lock on the door and they put a gun inside the cockpit. That's been the greatest boon to our safety. Safety should be the responsibility of the individual and the private property owner. But right now, we assume the government's always going to take care of us, and we are supposed to sacrifice our liberties. I say that is wrong. We are not safer. And we also know there are individuals who are making money off this. Michael Chertoff. I mean, here's a guy that was the head of the TSA selling the equipment. And the equipment's questionable. We don't even know if it works, and it may well be dangerous to our health. You know, the way I see this, if this doesn't change, I see what has happened to the American people is we have accepted the notion that we should be treated like cattle. Make us safe, make us secure, put us in the barbed wire, feed us, fatten us up, and then they'll eat us. And we're a bunch of cattle, and we have to wake up and say, we've had it. I think this whole idea of an opt-out day is just great. We ought to opt out and make the point, get somebody to watch it, take a camera. It's time for the American people to stand up, shrug off the shackles of our government at TSA at the airport.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Ron Paul. And I talked to his office yesterday, and they said, yeah, sorry we didn't get on this week. We've been so busy. But he wants to come on next week to talk about his bill on the TSA because the congressman realizes this is the start of a key rebellion against tyranny. Absolutely. And now, as you heard Watson point out, the media is starting to get it. See, as people realize they can stand up and find their dignity and realize that everybody else is angry like they are, that final illusion that we're all by ourselves. You don't like the government listening to your phone calls without a warrant? You're a kook. You don't like drinking sodium fluoride in the water? You're a kook. You don't like forced inoculations? You're a kook. You don't like Big Brother? You're a kook. No, you're a bunch of control freak kooks trying to make us feel like we're the weirdos. You're the weirdos. You're the control freaks. You're the people arresting folks, you know, or playing chess in a park that's a chess park. Or going after people selling cupcakes or lemonade or I mean, you want to run our lives. Bunch of blood.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Well, you heard it. Counties all over the country are now lining up saying, We're investigating felony groping by the TSA, and you're not immune. That's key. You are not immune in your office when you violate the law. You don't have immunity. Someone might instruct Ron Paul on that. I know he's really smart, but you heard me just play the clip, and I brought it up to the DA. I said, well, DA, do we even need Ron Paul to pass a law saying that they're not exempt from law? Because, sure, the TSA claims they're exempt. The Queen of England claims she's exempt and sovereign when she's just a murderous old woman. I mean, she says she's God? Well, look, I'll tell you this. Here in this country, oh, you didn't know that she owns a big part of the world diamond monopoly and the oil systems and what she's financed in Africa? Oh, you don't know about all her oil companies and stuff running takeover operations and funding the overthrow of countries? Yeah, the Queen of England is a gangster. Sorry, side issue. When you're outside the law, you don't have immunity. That's made up. There is no such thing as immunity. In the proper execution of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and your sworn duties, if you are in the proper position, you have immunity, just like I got immunity. If somebody's busting in the back of my house at night, and I kneel down on one knee and pump two or three rounds into their chest, I've got immunity. But it's not immunity. I'm in the right. Being in the right is the immunity. That's like with libel and slander. The truth is 100% defense, because it's not libel and slander and defamation if it's true. You understand that? I don't have immunity to say whatever I want. You shouldn't call it immunity. When you're in the right, you're in the right. When you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong. It's like George Bush ordering torture. We get the memos, and then we're like, why are you sending these people to prison that followed orders? They're guilty, but you're even more guilty. And then they go to prison, and then Bush runs around writing books and giving speeches about how he ordered torture. Well, why aren't those people released from prison then? Just because you're the president, they put out that Fuhrer precept and said that when the president does it, it's not illegal. Remember Cheney saying that? Remember Alberto Gonzalez saying it? No. This is what tyranny is. It's a bunch of out-of-control people claiming they're doing it for our own good, trampling over our Bill of Rights and Constitution that was written up by some really smart people that had been around the block a few times. You want to listen to John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez and Dick Cheney and George Bush, or you want to listen to Thomas Jefferson and George Washington? I think I'm going to be with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. I'm not going to be with Dick Cheney and Bill Clinton. You know, telling me the Constitution's a living, breathing document and all this other malarkey. Cockamamie, bovine, I'm not going to say it. Look, I just can't handle it anymore. Okay? It's simple. It isn't keeping you safe sticking your hand down your pants. It's a joke. Real terrorists would just drive up in front of the airport and blow something up. They don't care if you got a mirror under the car. Oh. The point is, great, pass a law saying they're not exempt, or you can pass a congressional law ordering them not to do it. I mean, they control the money. Congress could just cut the money out of TSA. But you don't even need to say you're not exempt. Or you're not immune, because they're already not immune. They're not above the law. Nobody is. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.